Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to IRIB English Radio, where we explore the Islamic upbringing of children and teenagers, guided by the wisdom of the Quran and the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. Today, we are honored to have Sister Salma Khalfan, a distinguished Islamic researcher, with us to shed light on this important subject. Salaamu alaikum, Sister Salma. Thank you for joining us today.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you so much for having me over.
Thank you so much for being here. We had begun talking about one of the questions, which was, what role does religion of Islam play in shaping the personality of our youth today? And you said that you were, you know, describing what personality is and how we're all so unique, and that the teenage time and the youth time is the right time to shape the personality, and that's why Islam has a lot of things to say about that.
That's right, absolutely. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I want to point out some ahadith that gives the superiority of this age range that is the Holy Prophet has emphasized so much, that this is the ripe age and the right age to form the personality. And he says that make the most of your youth before you become old. That's the Holy Prophet's ahadith. And then also another hadith of the Holy Prophet, that tradition of the Holy Prophet, that says, addressing teachers and parents, that I recommend that you treat adolescents and young adults, that is, he means the teenagers, of course, treat them well, because they have a tender heart and that absorbs virtues. It absorbs virtues. If you go and see, I myself, when I look back at when I was young, it becomes so like a kind of an influence that is not there now. You get so much influence by good.
Yeah.
You feel so much more motivation when you want to do a good, when you see somebody doing a good, or when it has influenced you. And you feel like you want to, you know, get it part and parcel of yourself.
True. I feel like when I just went to Rahiyan Nur, and I can really relate to what you're just saying. You just feel like, this is how I want to be, this is who I would like to be like. And
there's a certain kind of energy and excitement that you get at that time. And that fades away. So I'm of course praying that it never fades away, because this is not what Islam teaches us. Islam says, be hopeful to the end. But this is the best time that to inculcate these kind of values. Another tradition very interesting about personality and how it can affect the age of adolescence is that the Holy Prophet has said, Allah has appointed me as a prophet to give people glad tidings of the divine mercy and warn them of his punishment. Youths accepted my word and entered into a covenant of affection with me, but the elderly refused to accept my call and opposed me. So youths were the first one to be driven towards him.
Yeah.
Like a youth, that is Imam Ali alayhi salam. He was the first one who was just about 10 years old, or you can say 11 years old. But he was the first one to say that, I am there to help you. I am the one to help you, three times in Da'watul Ashira,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And the Prophet still gave people chances, you know, that who is there. But he was still the first one to come forward.
Sorry, before we continue, we'll just take a quick break and we'll pick up shortly from that.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, where we were discussing about what role the religion of Islam has to play in shaping the personality of our youth. And you were just telling us something about
some of the traditions that talk about how important the youth age is. Again, the Holy Prophet mentions in one of the traditions that the devout young person is as superior to the devout old person as the prophets are to other people. So young person who is devout and religious and, you know, like a good follower of religion, devotee, you know, worshipper, things like that, acceptor of religion, is better than the devout old person.
True.
As the prophets are superior to the people. It's so amazing, yeah?
Yeah. And I think that is why what the media is doing right now is that they're trying to, you know, impact the youth so much, bombard them so much with so many of these ideologies and, you know, dirty thoughts and everything, because they know this is that prime time where they are going to, you know, sip in everything.
Yeah, and that's true.
And that is so unfortunate, because that is also that prime time where you can get closest to Allah.
Yeah.
You know, so it's how you...
In fact, everywhere in the world, if you go and see, if they want to influence, they see the youth.
Yeah.
If they want to misguide somebody, they'll go for the youth. If they want to point into a new idea, they'll go for the youth. If they want to recruit labor, they'll go for the youth. You know, youth is that prime time, as you say. Then Imam Ja'far Sadiq al-Islam also has a tradition about youth and young people, is that he says, young people's hearts are more tender than those of the elderly. Like, also we see other philosophers like Socrates was asked, why do you associate with young people most? So he replied, the twigs can be set right, but the hardwoods that are not fresh are inflexible.
Mm.
So whatever, you know, your personality is, when it's formed, your habits are formed, your pattern, life pattern is formed, you're habituated to a certain character, then you can't go away from that character so easily.
Yeah.
As the youths, which are still flexible, they
it's
can still...
True.
Yeah. Young people can be influenced easily. Therefore, all those who work for either rectification or corruption of a society pay careful attention to them. So whole society, you know, they want to, if they want to rectify or corrupt it, they pay attention to the youth more.
That's why they go on saying that the youth are our future, our tomorrow, because they are the ones kind of holding this whole, like, the community together. It's very important, like,
Now we come to religion. What role does it play to shape the personality? It plays a fundamental role, of course, in shaping the personality of a young person. And many questions that are left unanswered, only religion can answer them. Islam is such a complete religion that only you get the best answers from Islam.
Yeah.
And everybody, kind of acknowledges this point, you know, whether they like it or not. Whether they are truly Islamic believers or not, but they will clarify. For example, if you go and see, an example we can give is George Jordak of reading Nahjul Balagha.
Yeah.
He read it how many times? Something like 100 and something times or 200 and something times.
Wow.
Yeah. So we might have finished it 2-3 times, but he read it and read it. Of course, he was after that literary aspect to it than that teachings that he got, but he was so moved and he didn't understand some parts, so he kept on repeating. So what of us who might have not read it even probably once completely? So this encourages us that if a person like George Jordak, who, you know, wasn't even a Muslim, but he was so much influenced because there were so many answers that he could get from, but he didn't want to, of course, you know, come up to that. Maybe he was in an age that wasn't so flexible.
Very true.
But you found so many answers to the questions.
And I feel like the youths, it's Allah has kept it in our innate nature that we are, you know, drawn to goodness, we're drawn to good things.
Yeah.
But because of the way the world has been created, like the world has been made, that, you know, youths should waste their time more, they should go and, you know, do useless things. And this is really pulling them away from the goodness that they can achieve. And that is that, like you said, like we were saying, the prime time. And I feel it's so unfortunate, like, that is what's happening right now. Total bombardment on the youth's ideologies, and therefore they're growing up with, you know, this kind of tainted thoughts, and it's really unfortunate.
Yeah.
So we're just going to take a quick break and we'll pick up from this.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Honor your children and teach them good manners."
Welcome back to IRIB English Radio, where we were just discussing about what Islam's role is in shaping the personality of our youth. And Sister Salma, you said very many important things from the hadith, especially that, you know, they have youth have a more tender heart, they're first to accept things, they can be influenced easily, and Islam is the thing that really comes and gives you all the answers.
That's right, absolutely. So all the questions, if you go and see, that are disturbing the youth, only Islam can answer. And for the young people who have turned away from religion, they don't have religion, life becomes meaningless, you know.
Yeah.
And when this happens, when life becomes meaningless for them, they don't set goals for themselves.
Mm.
And then if they don't set goals for themselves, they don't feel a sense of achievement.
Yeah.
And then what happens is amusement and play, lahw and laib, takes over. And this becomes tiring for their mind as an adult. An adult can't endure always, you know, like lahw and laib. He needs intellection.
True,
he needs to think. He needs a goal. He needs a sense of achievement. He wants more. So no set of manners and virtues outside religion. Religion plays this role. It gives a set of manners and virtues so that the goal is set. So here, if that religion is not there as an important factor in one's life, a youth's life, there are no set of manners and virtues to adhere to. Only what happens? Whims and desires take over.
Yeah.
The nafs takes over.
Yeah.
And you know, in the Quran, there's an ayat for Alhamaha Fujuraha wa Taqwaha. Both are there in an equal level. You can have the ilham of fujur and taqwa also, goodness and badnesses. So here there's no goodness, right? It's empty. So badness overtakes, whims and desires, and his whole humanity is spoilt. You know, it's wasted, you can say. Then bad habits are formed, individuality is lost, you know. Personality fades. It becomes a very poor personality. It's not a man of personality. It's not a boy of personality. It's not a girl of personality. Mostly use personality when you want to use something good about a person, yeah? That he's a man or a boy of personality. What a great personality he has.
Yeah.
You can't say he has a bad personality.
Like, what are they looking up to right now? I feel like the youth, because they don't have any good people to look up to, people with good personalities, that is why they feel like, yeah, this is how life is. I mean, look at who they're looking up at. They're looking up at models and actresses and actors and, okay, footballers. So they, some aspects, maybe you'd say, okay, the sports aspect is good, but what else are they looking up to? And when they see that they don't have anything of substance, that's when they realize, okay, what life is pointless. Or when they look up at these actresses and all, and they see, oh, this actress, she's so kind, like something simple as kindness, then they, you know, put it out there that, oh, this one is you, the person you should follow. When we have role models with all kinds of perfections to look up at too,
religion is only the one that provides that, those role models, right? We have the extremely beautiful, perfect role models. And that's why religion is the only way to shape the personality. It gives that those perfect role models that, you know, youths have a thirst to follow someone. At the time of youth, you know, this age is such that a person wants to follow someone.
Definitely.
So someone they can relate to.
Yeah.
So a human being needs a human being, right? So they'll be a more strict follower of those kind of, you know, like role models that are perfect in their personalities.
Very true, very true. So that was very, very insightful. And thank you very much for your valuable time, Sister Salma. And we hope to see you in the next episode. And dear listeners, thank you very much for listening. You've just listened to IRIB English Radio, where we had a discussion on child upbringing. And if you want to listen to our programs or get more information, you can log on to parstoday.ir/en under the tab COI, Call of Islam. And if you type in Call of Islam Radio, you can find it on YouTube and Instagram. And you can email us on englishradio@irib.ir. Inshallah, God bless you all.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest.